This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, July 18th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Supporting gay rights like same-sex marriage increasingly makes for good politics, even in the Republican Party. And that trend won't reverse anytime soon. So says author David Lampo in his new book, A Fundamental Freedom: Why Republicans, Conservatives, and Libertarians Should Support Gay Rights. We spoke following a forum for the book held today. The title of your book is A Fundamental Freedom, and I think people immediately equate that to gay marriage. It is the central element of the lawsuit being brought by David Boies and Ted Olson, hopefully to come to the Supreme Court soon, as a challenge of equal protections. And they argue, look, it's a fundamental right. Marriage is a fundamental right. So they're talking about gay marriage, and I think a lot of people think that when they look at the title of your book. You're talking about something quite a bit more broad than that.
Right. My book takes a much broader look at the whole scope of gay rights issues. So while there's a chapter on same-sex marriage and the constitutional implications of that, there is a much larger discussion, actually, of other more traditional gay rights issues, if you will, everything from the Defense of Marriage Act to ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, hate crimes legislation, immigration laws, tax equity. So there's a lot in there in some detail, but it seems that the final frontier of gay rights issues seems, so to speak, is same-sex or gay marriage. And so a lot of people think that's what the book or what gay rights basically is about today, but it's actually a much bigger picture.
We've witnessed over the past 30 years or so a really dramatic turnaround in public opinion on this issue. Did you expect that?
I think everybody was blindsided by the fact or by the change in support for same-sex marriage in particular. It was just a decade ago, or a little more than a decade ago, that the first civil union was introduced in New Hampshire, and that was considered a very radical departure. And most Democrats didn't even support it. And so the change in just 12 years, where there is now tentatively at least a modest majority support for same-sex marriage, and a very large majority support for some sort of civil unions, I think the turnaround is amazing. Even in the Republican Party, there's been a tremendous increase in support for gay rights, not just on issues like ENDA or repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but even on the issue of relationship recognition, there's been a great change. And most recent polls show that a majority of Republicans support either same-sex marriage or civil unions, anywhere from 50 to 60%. And that certainly runs counter to the conventional wisdom. And so I was shocked when I studied the polling and saw that. But virtually every poll over the past 4 or 5 years confirms that.
Opposition to same-sex marriage in particular, and in many cases, opposition to the bulk of legal immigration that takes place into the United States, those seem like both of those issues are issues where you have a very vocal minority that is firmly entrenched in leadership positions within the party that keeps the Republican Party, at least on those issues, out of step with the median voter.
Right. And I think the reason is that the opponents of same-sex marriage or gay rights and the opponents of greater immigration are the loudest voices in the debate. Certainly that's been the case in same-sex marriage. And that's why there's such a big disconnect in the Republican Party on gay rights. The loudest voices are the opponents of gay rights, the traditional religious right organizations, the candidates that cater to them, that pander to them. And there's this disconnect because, like I said before, a majority of Republican rank-and-file voters is actually quite supportive on gay issues. And for them, though, it is not one of their top two or three issues. Right now, of course, everybody's concerned about the economy and about jobs. And so it's not going to become one of their top two or three issues, I think, until more important issues like the economy is fixed. But in spite of the sad state of the economy, gay rights, gay marriage is at the top of the agenda of the anti-gay religious right organizations. And so they're the ones who the Republican politicians and officials and establishment hears from.
Libertarians for a long time have said, and I think it's almost a stock line when it comes to the issue of gay rights, gay marriage, is this. It's a private issue. It's a matter of contract. We should just let it be that thing and get the government out of it. And that's really, in a lot of ways, a non-starter, because getting government out of marriage would mean reversing all of these various governmental privileges that accrue to that particular legal institution.
Right. I think that's why it's not even a, a realistic or tenable position. It's an interesting esoteric argument for libertarians to engage in. But the fact is that government is heavily involved in marriage, has been for a long time. And that's really because the civil part of marriage is that marriage license or contract with real rights, real responsibilities, benefits. And so I think it's kind of a cop-out for somebody to say, well, I don't believe government should be involved at all in marriage. It is. And when we have an institution like the marriage contract, which is really like the mother of all contracts in this country, I think it ought to be open to all who wish to participate in it. And so while someday all marriages might be civil unions and the church is not involved, today that simply is not the case. And so I think marriage equality is an absolutely valid public policy goal to work for.
I think most voters in 2008 knew that Barack Obama was a supporter of gay marriage, even if he had not sufficiently evolved his position, to use his term, on the issue at the time. Now that there is clear majority support for something like that in the United States, he has decided that he has sufficiently evolved on that issue and publicly said that he is in favor of it. It seems to me that in order for that issue to move forward with Republican support, Republicans really need to de-emphasize the other side of that social issue. That is to say, take that off the table as something that that Republicans run on.
Right. Well, ironically, while I think his explicit support for same-sex marriage was a good thing, it actually does have this negative side effect because of the partisan nature that we have today. So many people, perhaps Republicans or even independents, who are inclined to support same-sex marriage automatically kick back a little bit because of President Obama being a proponent of it. That said, that is the way society is going. That's where we're moving. If you look at the polling for younger generation voters, younger voters, clearly, a majority now support same-sex marriage, and it's only going to continue to increase. So I think the party, if it's going to have any relevance in the future, if it wants to win elections, if it wants to win the allegiance of independents, younger voters, women, all those critical people that Governor Mitt Romney, in fact, needs to win, it's going to have to start to evolve its own position on this and move toward greater support. It doesn't necessarily have to be explicit support for same-sex marriage. I mean, that's an evolutionary process, but I think it means crossing some minimum threshold of explicit support for gay rights.
David Lampo is author of the new book, A Fundamental Freedom: Why Republicans, Conservatives, and Libertarians Should Support Gay Rights. You can listen to and watch a forum for the book at our website, cato.org.